All right, it's the rundown. Thursday, we're sitting in the Oakhart Bar, nice and festive. We got the Christmas tree nice and prominent here while Portnoy's on the road. If you want to go to any sort of live event, you want to go see your favorite baseball team play, you want to go see your favorite NBA team, you want to see your favorite band, comedian, whatever, any live event, you got to get your tickets through SeatGeek. Why? Because you're going to get the best price possible and you're going to get a guarantee. No fraudulent tickets. SeatGeek takes all the tickets on the secondary market, puts it together in an easy-to-read chart where you can see full transparency on all the prices. So every single ticket that the buyer, that the seller is putting up for sale, you know exactly what they're charging, whether it's a good deal, whether it's a bad deal. And like I said, you'll never be the chump outside the building not able to get in with a fraudulent ticket. Download the free SeatGeek app, go to settings, promo code RUNDOWN, get $10 off your first order. That's SeatGeek, promo code RUNDOWN, $10 off your first order. It's Riggs, it's Feidelberg. This is a trio that tends to get weird with it.
It's always on Thursdays, too.
Yeah.
Like fucking Dave's out of the office.
It's the last rundown of the week. Yeah. And like I don't even know why I make a topic list, but let's get into it. We'll start with Warren Sapp. He's sending chicks sex toys. He claims they're not for sex. It's tough to say that a sex toy is not for sex. It's kind of a integral part of the sex toy. So he's at the NFL Network. He was sending all the female employees there little lipstick vibrators. Looks like lipstick comes apart and you use it to fuck yourself.
I think going
not
with
for sex.
It's not for sex, but then he followed that up with it's cute. I just thought it was cute.
I thought that was cute.
While true, they're adorable little fucking clit ringers, but You gotta go gag gift.
You gotta go, it's funny.
Yeah,
you gotta say it's funny.
You can't say I thought it was
prank.
Like, yeah. You can't say like I thought it was cute. I didn't want to see it next to your vagina. Just be like, dude, I'm just fucking around, man. Like, just a couple guys in the office giving dildos around.
Yeah, but see that's then you know what you should have done? You should have given it to guys too.
Then
you cover your ass.
Ah, the old Valentine's Day card.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
You give it to everybody.
Right,
it's not
everybody
just
in
for
the
you.
Class.
If you're gonna
send sex toys to chicks, make sure you send some to your buddy as well.
Yeah, that's a good cover.
Imagine that. You're working at the NFL Network. I don't know, like Rich Eisen opens up a box. And it's like, for Warren Sapp, and it's a fucking sex toy.
It's a fucking...
Thanks, Warren.
The vibrator looks like a fucking Walgreens lipstick.
No way Warren was coming up with that.
No way. No way.
No, like that was... There was zero chance of getting that.
There was no second step to the plan. It was, I like these chicks. I'm sending them vibrators.
Done.
That was it.
See how
that was the whole deal. That was it. I mean... What is he just getting them? Is he like shopping online? Like looking at like cute?
It sounds like it.
How do you call a sex toy cute, too? Like what
did
is that
see
even?
It? It was a
no,
cute
it's
sex
a cute
toy.
Sex toy.
But
it's a cute sex
like,
toy.
Like, let me tell you this much. It wasn't like a giant, like 12-inch black dildo. That's not cute. A little lipstick clit thing, that's cute.
I'd go as far as to call it adorable. It was an adorable vibrator.
You got one at home, don't you?
Got one in I got one mailed to me here, though.
You got one in your purse?
Someone mailed me a non-sexual dildo yesterday.
Non-sexual?
Yeah.
It hit him right in the face.
It did come flying right in my mouth.
It was spring-loaded.
A little sex
air
to it.
Do we have that footage?
We tried to bring it up on radio.
Feidelberg conveniently waited 2 days to bring up the...
No, I'm not fucking taking the heat on this. That's bullshit. There were 100 people sitting with me. You came over and saw it. Gaz started laughing right away. If anyone wanted to pull the video could have been pulled. I didn't... Sneaky put it in my mouth.
Whoever
it was forced into my mouth by a spring-loaded contraption.
Whoever sent that, I mean, it came in like a canister, spring-loaded in the bottom, so he pulled the top off and just, pshoom,
they're
black
smart
dildo
with it,
in your
too.
Face.
They staple the bottom one, so you can't open that one, so
you
can't
to open
get
the top.
To the spring bar.
That's not cute.
I feel like when you see staples in the bottom, you gotta know something's going
on. I don't know, I wouldn't be like, I don't know, there's staples, this must be a spring-loaded dildo.
I didn't know the staples were there until I showed After it to Dan. Because Dan's been glitter-bombed, he hasn't been dildo-bombed. He's been glitter-bombed, and he's like, you should've known the staples. And I was like, I just opened the right side, I guess, I got unlucky. Staples probably would've given me some pause.
I don't want anybody to do that to Dave. Nobody do this to Dave, nobody send him a spring-loaded dick in his face. Don't do it. That would be rude. Morgan Spurlock. Do you know that name? Did you know that name yesterday?
No.
Did you? Know
I did.
That? I knew the name.
I just knew just because of, I just, for some reason, haven't forgotten the director of Super Size Me.
I guess. I thought he must have done something else. I feel like I knew the name Morgan Spurlock. Anyway, he is the director the director and the dude who did Super Size Me, where he ate McDonald's for 30 straight days. He's coming out and getting ahead of the sexual harassment. Hand up, shot himself right in the foot. I, too, I'm a sexual creep. I actually don't know any of the details of like exactly what he did.
That's probably something we should have looked up.
Probably. Brendan?
This goes back to that fact check thing.
What you had highlighted some of the stuff from Morgan Spurlock. What did he like do that was bad?
He called one of his assistants
He called one of his assistants.
We shouldn't be reading this live.
He was calling his assistants sex pants. He would like scream it from across the hallway.
And sex pants.
When he was in college, he apparently like got drunk with a girl. She pushed him off and was like, "Get off me." He continued. She said, "I don't want to have sex with you." And then he had sex with her.
Oh boy.
Then,
okay, so he's a rape.
And then she was crying afterwards.
We got a word for that.
Yeah, I mean.
Yes, he was exactly crying afterwards, and he said she believed that he got raped. Also said that he cheated on every wife and girlfriend he's ever had.
From now on, Rob.
Very different.
Lead with rape.
Yeah.
Sex
pants is not doing it.
It's like a little.
Hot pants and sex pants.
Questionable like sexual misconduct. Oh, and he raped a chick.
That's yeah, well, my point was going to be that.
Can't do that.
It couldn't have been that bad because, all right, yeah, listen, you're honorable or / you want to get out ahead of this, but you don't shoot yourself in the foot with rape. I mean, that guy should go to jail forever.
Right. That's
that guy raped a girl.
That's when you take it to the grave, I guess.
Wait
I
a minute.
Know. You don't
wait
do
a minute.
It.
Hey. That guy raped a girl.
Yeah.
Like the headlines is like Morgan Spurlock like issues a statement. No, Morgan Spurlock raped a girl.
Like he said he raped a girl.
Do you guys? I just.
This is crazy.
One of the reason I always hate documentary makers. Always.
I don't know many of them.
Well, I don't mean I mean even when I'm watching
Michael
them
Moore
when they're like directing it or when they jump in to narrate and talk. Every time, it's like there's something wrong with this fucking guy. It's like there's some, like they're on a high horse telling you about all this shit, and even though you're consuming it and you're into it, you're like, well, fuck this guy for like.
You know what?
I don't like
documentaries. I never shared that thought, but I'm in on that. Fuck documentarians.
Oh, fuck documentaries, like, period.
Even when you watch.
Nah, because documentaries are so fucked up, because they're always skewed. They're always very skewed to make you have one thought.
Right.
Like, you idiots who thought Adnan didn't kill that chick, you fucking morons.
Yeah.
And then there's the
you
also.
You shouldn't be in jail.
The ones who thought that, what's his name, the Wisconsin dude, like, he didn't kill that girl.
Yeah, but those
he
all,
killed that
but
girl.
But those are all awesome.
But they're made, if you have to view it
the
through
jinx.
Lens
you
of
you don't
a
like
fiction,
the jinx?
Of a, what?
The jinx. Robert Durst.
Robert, that was very good.
That was awesome.
Was very good.
What about all the 30 for 30s?
I don't really watch 30 for 30s. They don't really do it for me. But there are, like, people look at them like they're non-fictions, but, like, they're, you should have to look it through the light that, like, it's,
they're being,
someone's making you think something.
For sure, for sure. I mean, I'm not an idiot, but I can still enjoy them.
I just feel like I'm being led to a fucking pond, basically, and, like,
yeah.
made to drink.
Yes.
And I'm doing it. I'm like, this is great.
Drinking,
I'm on my 11th
you.
Fucking documentary, but
right.
fuck you people for bringing me.
Well, definitely fuck this guy because he's a rapist.
Yeah, he rapes people.
And anybody, I've been waiting for this. I thought there was going to be some people who try to get ahead of this. I don't think you can get ahead of this. Certainly not this.
Yeah, this isn't putting, like, cartoons having sex on some paper.
No.
That's
yeah.
a little Michael
and,
Scott
or just
something.
A totally
you're talking in general
thing,
with the
like,
sexual assault thing?
Yes.
Yeah, we had this conversation like a week or two ago where I was like, who out there is going to be the first person to out themselves?
Yeah.
And we were saying, is that like a smart play? Do you get kind of like a lesser sentence in the
I don't think for this.
In this, it's you just hope to God, I think nobody says.
If you came out and you were like, if you did something stupid and you came out and you were like, I have an alcohol problem, which led to me doing like this. It's fine, but like when it's sexual assault stuff, I don't think you're gonna get away with it.
Yeah, I don't.
I think different types of crimes or whatever you can maybe get ahead of. I don't think you can get ahead of this.
Although
maybe you can though, because the headline is not Morgan Spurlock raped a girl, which it should be.
It's Morgan Spurlock admits
ahead
to sexual
of the,
assault
yeah,
or sexual
like,
harassment or something like that.
Throw that dude in jail.
So he's trying. He's the first guy to try it, but you can't. I mean, you just can't rape people.
That's
yes.
on the books.
Fact. True statement endorsed by Barstool Sports.
That's right.
Number three on the list here, we got. This kiss cam. This dude on the kiss cam is either special needs or so fucked up he doesn't know what planet he's on. I get a little scared sometimes with these things, like the old when Portnoy said that kid raw dogged a hot dog and he ended up having special needs and that was a big deal. This guy, there's either something wrong with him or he is so obliterated because his eyes are crossed and he doesn't know what's going on. It was one of the most cringeworthy situations. Secondhand embarrassment through the fucking roof.
I thought he fucked it up.
I thought so, too.
I thought she was going.
I mean,
like, people keep saying he was friend-zoned. She was going for mouth.
Yeah, like, he friend-zoned her, almost.
Yes, that, thank God, someone else
no, fucking no, no.
Everyone on the internet
I watched,
like
100 times being like, I don't, this chick looked like she was like, let's do this.
The friend-zone title, I don't think, was the right description here. He leans and then leans back. She leans and laughs. Then they do the weird high five thing. And then she leans in. I mean, she goes, the back of her head
she
is
there. She went 90, 95 at the end.
Yeah.
He almost
and, I mean, literally,
like,
you see his eyes crossing. He's like.
She gets like half of her mouth in his mouth.
In his mouth.
She was going for his mouth. He just like, he couldn't
couldn't line it up.
He almost looked like at the last second he was like, he's got like somebody can't see this or something. Like, he's not supposed to be like,
right.
Like work or another girl or whatever.
That's an interesting
But he looked
theory.
Like his brain was doing like.
His brain short circuited.
You could see that hamster wheel just like spinning. It's like, what?
To me, I think that guy was incoherently wasted.
That's fair. I think that's
that. It could be that. I think it was more like he was just like, I don't know.
Little Occam's razor. Little like young people at a basketball game fucking up a kiss. Probably just shit.
I had a big time social media friend zone thing that I know the girl, but I haven't seen her in probably like 10 years. And she posts on her Insta like a picture of her and this dude. And she's like, you know, whatever to my favorite. Everybody always thinks that this is my husband to be, but it's actually my bridesmaid. The guy was, and I was like, this is great Barstool material, but I know the girl, and I know that she would know that I.
Yeah.
So I just let it go, which was like,
holy shit.
And I screenshotted it maybe 40 different times, being like, all right,
I'm doing it.
To do this, so I'm sure the guy is the bridesmaid.
Oh,
it was.
I mean, I know it's 2017. Like, I know we're progressive.
I'm like, this is so unique. And I was like, I mean, this guy, you should have seen the look on this guy.
Let me say this much. Even, okay, like I said, 2017, people are mixing and matching, right? You're not a bridesmaid. You can say, like, I'm in the bridal party or I'm in the wedding party. You come up with a better way to say it. You're not a bridesmaid.
You might have even been, like, the maid of honor or something.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
that's what it was like. It was off the charts.
Even that,
they probably call it the man of honor.
Yeah,
like that.
Something.
Fuck
I don't know.
It. Don't be normal, dude. Just be fucking normal.
He was the maid. It was maid.
Yeah. See,
it was maid.
It was maid of honor.
I don't get that either. Like, if you just put him in the groom's party.
But here's their number one, Kevin. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
He's
her girl. You know.
I want to go back to just the kiss for a second in general. Yeah. Coley, I'd like you to hear this. I fucking hate basketball Twitter. Basketball Twitter is the worst. I'm put like hockey Twitter's terrible. Fucking baseball Twitter's terrible. I'm so fucking sick of basketball.
Everybody's
Twitter.
Getting involved.
No, John, go.
If I'm gonna tweet 3 basketball emojis tonight, I'm probably gonna get 2,000 retweets. You motherfuckers just retweet everything nonstop. True. Every basketball, it's like, look, here's a dunk, 3,000 retweets. It's fucking nuts.
We like our sport.
You have some level where you're like, it's got to be a real highlight before this goes super viral.
Well, yeah, that's why if you follow Mixtape Show on Instagram, like, we're very selective.
No, you are. Mixtape Show's great with it.
Very selective.
There are a lot of basketball Twitter guys.
I don't disagree, but
fucking,
I also...
like, record full games.
True. But this,
here's a sweet pass.
There's like...
2,100 retweets.
There's a lot of... Not
2,100.
There's a lot of sweet passes.
He's on a roll. Don't slow him down.
John's getting hot. What specifically spurred?
Well, just
the,
well, wait. Like, let your me whole, tell you. Like, the whole thing. You guys love each other and fucking like try and support each other.
Oh, heavens
is
no.
Bullshit.
No. There's a lot
the answer
of ill
here.
Will in basketball.
There tour. Is no basketball tour is like the.
There's a huge overlap.
Maybe I'm not deep enough in.
It's basketball Twitter overlaps with Black Twitter in a major way. That's where the retweets start flying.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guys just retweet everybody, huh? Fucking hammer it.
Yeah, we smash that retweet.
You
button.
Smash
we
that retweet.
Smash it.
To an excessive amount. I get mad now.
So I'm assuming last night this was a big deal on basketball Twitter.
That, like, but there was like a fucking Jaylen Brown dunk, like 5,000 retweets. It's like,
this kiss cam?
Well, I don't know. John brought this up. He said, I want to go back to the kiss cam thing. Fuck basketball Twitter. So I think you just wanted.
I think
you want to just yell about basketball Twitter.
I did.
That's fine.
I absolutely did.
I mean, this is old man just yells at cloud big time.
Yeah.
But I mean, baseball Twitter, it's kind of like just Jared. Like, I don't know if there is a big.
No,
there's like sports reporters.
There's a lot of those.
There's like Mets Twitter and there's Red Sox Twitter.
There's definitely Mets Twitter, but even
but like,
baseball,
like baseball
Twitter, they're like high and mighty fucking Craig Calcaterra or whatever his name is. That guy's a total
big Bruce Springsteen fans.
Yeah.
Those,
yeah.
No, and hockey Twitter's still the worst.
People, it's
they've gotten better. I'll say that. They've gotten better.
They've gotten better, and it's in a different way it's worse. But like, I used to like basketball Twitter. I think he was cute. Now it's just like, it's too cute, and I'm fucking sick of it.
I think you just, now it's me and Tyler that you just know, and you hate it.
No, you and Tyler are the only two I like.
I don't like you.
I guess, exactly.
I don't like you. You know what I do like? Movement watches. The one that Riggs is wearing right now is hot fire. The brown band with the blue face. That blue, like, sex. it's like changes colors
almost.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's classy, I looks really that. Expensive, but it's not.
It's yeah. not. $95. That looks yeah. like it should be, I don't know, $750?
At least.
That looks like it's got like a sapphire face and a brown leather.
It's right legit here. Like shining right now. I'm blinding people in the office.
$95. That's actually one I don't have.
And if I may say so, a pair is excellent with pants.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, that's okay, rare. I didn't realize that. No, that's I put on my blue pants really and wore my bright blue watch. Yeah, no way.
Weird.
Go to MVMT. Watch, mvmt.com/rundown. You're gonna get 15% off plus free shipping and free returns, but guess what? You're not gonna return it. They have the metal bands, the leather bands, they got the blue faces, all sorts of different colors. Small, big, guys, girls, it's a great gift. So right now, I'll tell you what's going on right now. Nobody in the world has bought their father a Christmas gift right now.
Nope.
Just do it right now, get it over with. You haven't bought your brother anything, your father anything. Basically, all the dudes in your life are getting the shaft. mvmt.com/rundown. Pick out a couple watches, get 15% off, and give them out to everybody. Your cousins, your uncles, your brothers, your fathers. Give it to girls, too. It doesn't matter. We're movements for everybody. MVMT.com/rundown. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what he does. But the fat guy who rolls with the Queen of England, top five person on the planet.
I mean, what is this?
He was the most British-looking fat guy yeah. I've ever seen uh-huh. in my entire
You know his accent is just thick as fuck.
Is unbelievable. And, like, I could just see him, like, sitting down to talk over, like, a leather-bound book.
Oh, yeah.
And just uh-huh. chatting away over tea and, like, a book, like, mm-hmm. peering over some glasses.
Tea and crumpets or whatever?
For whatever it is, I feel like here in the U.S., our, like, big fat guys, they always come off as, like, sloppy.
Yeah.
That guy was classic.
He was
like,
debonair.
He was
debonair. Our fat guys are Chris Christie.
Right.
They're fat guys. Like,
I mean, he was, I think it was because he was in a suit. Well,
no, but even when Chris Christie wears a suit, he looks like a fucking slob.
Yeah, he even wears bad suits.
Can I tell you what he did? This guy, as ridiculous as it was, he buttoned that jacket.
Yeah.
You don't yep. see his fupa because he did the double button
double
on the jacket.
It
I've
was
never
hanging
seen that.
On for dear life. Yeah.
But
he still
was doing
it. Yeah.
He's doing it.
I mean, he definitely had like a Jiminy Glick. What's Michael Scott's guy's name?
Oh, Michael Crump? Cramp? Was it that? No?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's like Crump.
Clump.
Clump.
Clump. I think. Clump. Oh, I'm imagining Christmas
I know
clumps.
You're about
but he comes yeah. in. The fucking, like, he Crump. This guy kind of looked like him, where it's like your head doesn't fit.
His
on
head
that
is body.
So tiny.
The tiniest head I've ever seen.
Tiny.
I think if Coley said if you didn't button the jacket and you leave it open, a gust of wind comes and hits that. It's like a sailboat. That fat guy's gone. So he's buttoning up for more than one reason. But I need that guy. Here, like that, and I bet you know what his job is. He just walks behind the queen. Yeah. I bet you that's all he does. He's just the guy.
He's just jolly.
Part of the
too.
Entourage.
Like that guy in the room at dinner or whatever. It's just jolly. It's yeah. happy. Everybody's having a good time. Everybody's laughing. Like if that guy's around,
when worse
upset.
Comes to worse, you're like not as fat as that guy.
Yeah,
you can always look to him for that.
Yeah, worst comes to worst, just point at the fat guy in the room.
Not
that
me.
Works in any
not
scenario.
Me.
You can play that anytime.
Sit next to him at the table. Stand next to him in the picture.
You always look good.
Right.
I do think if you go through like old time England, like their rules, like the fat guys were the rich ones. Like do you
yeah,
think the powerful ones? Do you think they maybe sometimes he's like, hey queen, like we fucking know who runs the show here.
Oh yeah.
Check out this waistline.
You guys are the figureheads. Big fat honcho in the back is the one making all the decisions.
Check the BMI. I run this fucking country.
George Clooney, speaking of people who run the country, George Clooney, now worth about $500 million because of his tequila, he sat down 14 of his friends and gave each of them a black duffel bag full of cash, $1 million to everybody. Gave a little speech saying, when I first came to LA, I slept on your couches, you kept the roof over my head, you helped me make it. And I want to make sure you know how much you mean to me. I'm giving back to you. Poof, here's $1 million. And he paid all their taxes. It's a baller fucking move. I mean, it is. And it's giving out the cash is one thing. Giving out the money is one thing. Doing duffel bags of cash is 20s what
too.
Makes it cool. 20s?
Well,
that's the best. See, I've always said 20. This. If I've ever gotten like a huge chunk of money, I want it to be as much physical money as possible. Yeah. I want stacks. Give me ones. I want $1 million in ones. That's awesome.
Like Andy Dwyer taking his money out of the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to hold $1,000.
I want it to
ones.
Be. I want to do the Floyd Mayweather money phone. I want a duffel bag full of cash like it's blue chips. I want as much physical cash as possible.
There was one guy who said he tried to give it back. Clooney said no, and then the guy donated it all to charity, which mm-hmm. I thought
well,
came off as like a dick move.
Well, you know what? Even like, Clooney said, "You all take it or none of you get it."
That's right. That's
so that guy tried to give it back, and he's like, if you give it back, nobody else gets it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Clunda.
It just gets better and better, really.
I love it.
And then, yeah, he gave it to charity. I'm like, all right, you don't have to tell that part of the story, bro. That
kind
of
ruins
it.
Right.
Well, and that's actually what's annoying is he's probably giving it to millionaires, you know? Like, it's probably, there's probably a couple people who needed it, but I'm sure the rest of these guys are probably well-to-do. You don't rub elbows.
I don't give a fuck how much money I have. I'll take a million.
Oh, I'll take a million.
Million
cash I'll take it. But I'm saying the fact that there was anybody out there who then turned around and donated, it's like, I don't know, man. Put that money to, like, fun or something.
I think you do some Clooney shit. Say you're keeping that money, and then, like, in a couple of months, give $1 million away. Say that was your money. It was a different pot. Like, you got to keep gift money.
Keep the story alive.
Yeah, your Clooney money's got to stay. You got to be cool shit.
You can't re-gift $1 million.
No.
That's a Clooney million. You spend that shit on, like,
Clooney Bucks or fucking...
Clooney Bucks you spend in Vegas.
Do you think they all, like, got their own armored car ride home? Because, like, I would not be comfortable driving home with $1 million cash in the car.
I would hope so. I mean, there's 14 million leaving that place a little drunk that night.
Right?
Buzzing out in the town.
Oh, yeah. When you get gifted $1 million, you fucking pop a bottle or two.
Can you imagine that party?
Have a couple glasses of Casamigos.
And then, you know, the problem is, though... There's some poor schmuck at home, number 15 on the list.
Yeah.
It was like, I shouldn't have. That, like, last time I hung out with Clooney, I told him I didn't like those Ocean movies. Fuck. Like, I'm on the outside looking
canceled
in on the 14.
Canceled on golf with Clooney a month ago. Fuck. Are you kidding me?
Imagine that.
That's
being on that bubble. Yeah, it's like, I was a bubble team for the Clooney's million.
I mean,
the committee got that wrong.
Imagine what that table, like that huge dinner table looked like with, like, once people started opening the briefcases, there's fucking cash flowing everywhere. 14 million in cash.
That's so dope.
Is ridiculous. Like, when they bring out, like, 7 or 8 million for the World Series of Poker final, that looks unbelievably impressive.
14
that's
million.
Hundreds and that's half of what we're talking about here. Imagine what that table looks like.
That is a room. It must have been, like, filled this room.
They like open up a closet and there's bills start falling out. You know, I mean, Amal, is that her name?
Yeah.
She must be a pretty cool chick to let this happen.
Well, Amal's fucking rich and all right.
I think this was
This is a long time ago. Okay. I was going to say.
I think this was, like, 2013, 2014. Like,
talking about it, like, it must have happened after Casamigos.
I believe it was a story from this dude from, like,
that changes things, because now, I mean, he was always rich, but not, like,
yeah,
because I think some people reacted to it being like, that's karma. Like, he gave 14 schmillion to his buddies, and then all of a sudden he became a bazillionaire and married this, you know, whatever.
Got it. Okay. Last topic, briefly, because I don't think anybody really knows what's happening, but it sounds like the internet's gone. It sounds like net neutrality, doomsday is upon us. The FCC, they just took away net neutrality. The good news is it only affects people who need the internet, so we're good.
I'm going to look to Riggs first, because you're a smart guy.
We're what a fucking bamboozle this is that Riggs is the smart guy at Barstool.
He went to Harvard.
Yeah, but he's dumb.
First of all, I'm always skeptical when everybody's on the same side. Like, the whole internet, the whole world is like,
we're fucked.
This is horrific for everyone, so I'm a little skeptical about that.
But, like,
and
even
I don't
the people
think...
who already have net neutrality are like, yo, like, Portugal's like, yo, you don't want this.
Well, the other thing is that has to go, so it still has to go through, like, Congress, and then the court can overturn it, so it won't happen anytime soon, but it's bad, but people are also saying, like, it could let smaller, more local internet providers, like, pop up, because now the big ones dominate, so if the small ones come up in a free market and offer
used
to have, blah,
we should
blah,
become our own internet provider.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we... should do that.
Yeah, we're not that great at the internet. We can't even, like, get the internet to work in here. But if it was, like, the only place you can get Barstool is on this Barstool network, we'd have a bunch of idiots to follow us, and then we just become an internet company.
I think that's not a great idea.
Solve the problem.
I think our internet would not be very good.
Wouldn't be. Our site isn't that good. Our product isn't that good.
That's highlighting
we're
the thing
fucking
we're
here.
The worst at.
We've got the fucking crazy.
Literally making an entire company out of the thing that we're worst at, which is making the internet work.
Riggs.
Our website doesn't work. Our internet doesn't work. We're just going to be an internet provider.
Riggs, we just became a fucking boxing company overnight. we're not good at any of these things.
Like,
and the money just keeps rolling in.
Boxing is, like, ruining people's, like, brains. That's, like, we've been good at that.
That's true. This is just we're physically doing
providing internet, like, shit that works technically, not like that.
I got faith in Pete. Well, Pete would, like, inherit the earth. Pete would become head honcho.
How do you even start an internet?
I have no
idea. What does that even mean?
Yeah. I'm just going to provide internet now?
Yeah.
Here's your internet?
Like, here's my internet cords. Like, I'm going to lay it down on the ground.
I don't know.
Plug these into the wall, you'd be good to go.
Like, no. Wi-Fi doesn't make sense
None
to me.
None of it.
Oh. How am I on the internet right now?
I don't get it.
Into anything.
I do not get it at all. The fact that, like, we could send pictures and watch porn and all that shit, and we don't even need to be plugged into anything anymore, all of it blows my mind.
I will say this. Like, I'm going to have a very, very tight leash on the internet from now on. Like, the second it buffers, it's going to be placebo effect.
I'm like, the fucking FCC,
man. They got me again.
Already, it took me, like, a half a second longer to load Barstool's homepage right after I read the tweet.
Probably our fault.
And I was like...
Ajit Pai, you motherfucker!
Like, impeach everybody, what the fuck? I was, like, very nervous.
Dude, the second, like, I'm on the subway, and, like, you know you get the Twitter when you can't even see the picture, which for some reason ruins Twitter, even though it doesn't really matter that
Could
much.
Could not load.
Yeah, I was like, what's, I'll be underground, where it never works ever, and I'll be like, this is it.
Net neutrality,
like, God damn it, this would always work before.
Yeah, I mean, that's a scary fucking world.
We gotta make all our money now, because the internet's going away. Ultimately, I'll say this. I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't know. Just like, it's not going to happen.
That was kind of my,
Like, it almost sounds like people are like, this will ruin the world. I just have faith that the world itself won't collapse.
That was basically
a lot of faith in poor people, but.
That was my very shallow.
You know, because we run the world like humans. I mean, we're kind of pieces of shit.
We are pieces of shit, but I just don't, we're going to keep it like a respectable level piece of shit.
Yeah, it's one of those where like, no, we've been doing this forever and it's been fine. Like,
you know what I think about all the time? Red lights. People just fucking follow the rules. Most people just stop at red lights. You could be like a murderer and you're driving a car. You're like, I'm just gonna stop at this red light. Some things just fucking continue
things
to work.
Just adhere to.
I don't know if I follow that, but okay.
Like, I know what he's saying.
Like there are certain systems that just that people inherently will just agree. We need to keep it this way because the world won't run without it. I think that's gonna happen with the internet.
Yeah.
Wow. But people, they've already not done it in like other countries.
Yeah, but those countries are like poor and stupid to begin with.
Like Portugal is
like
a pretty solid spot.
No way, Portugal's not great. We got rough and rowdy tomorrow.
Can I say something? Why does your shirt stay up and mine keeps wrinkling? Is this another body mass index thing?
You're fat.
It's like every time it's just fucking all crinkled up. I look over at you. You're a billboard. Like, here we are.
Well, you know, I'm chiseled.
I'm just gonna hold it like this when we talk about it.
I hadn't determined like which side I'm on. I'm kind of neutral. And they're giving out all their shirts and everybody's singing and I'm sitting at my desk, which is right next to Hank's desk yesterday. We're just sitting there right next to each other. Everybody else comes over here, they're singing for Hank. And I'm just sitting there, Hank's just looking at me like,
bro, what's it gonna be?
Then Dave comes out, Dave's like, oh, you big text guy, there, Riggs. And I was like, well, no, I'm just like, I'm neither. So I don't want text to see me singing for Hank. It was bad.
Guess what? You're a tech guy.
Hank is
Guess
like,
what?
You're hey, Rich, team tech. Fuck you, buddy. So,
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm rocking the shirt because I think this is a very cool shirt.
It's a great shirt.
I'm pretty neutral here.
You're neutral?
It's just tough to get off the neutral train. You're wearing a shirt.
I mean, I bet on techs.
But you're wearing the shirt.
It's a cool shirt.
Yeah.
As you can say, Tex.
Oh, you're like the dude who's wearing a fucking Mariners hat. Like, it's a fucking cool hat, man.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You're still a Red Sox fan. You can do that till you're like 13. Then you gotta pick a side.
Bro, I'm not a boxing fan. It's not like I'm betraying anybody here. It's a cool shirt. I'm pretty neutral.
I feel like Tex would see
that. No, let me say this. I mean, I want Tex to die. I'm neutral in who I think is going to win.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, that's a different thing. Like, I thought Conor McGregor was gonna lose, but like, I was still a Conor McGregor guy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm rooting for Hank, yeah. I mean, Tex is... There will be blood. I just wanna see blood.
Tex has always been really nice to me, so it felt like it would have been a dick move.
No, Tex has been
see Riggs singing for
me.
Hank.
I like Hen Easy.
I like
both. What is the question here, then?
Yeah, how are you not neutral? You're just everything you're describing is not
he's
wearing
he's sitting
shirt.
In a Hank shirt.
You like one guy,
Tex
I don't like the
dick.
Other.
Hank's cool.
What's wrong with you?
I think I've just been trying to stay neutral for the sake of, like, I don't know.
You want to be able to celebrate with a winner, no matter what.
No, I don't give a fuck about that.
I kind of do. That's a big part of it for me.
All right, I respect that.
It's like, yeah.
I mean, what do you mean, like, celebrate? What are we gonna
I don't know.
Like, yeah, we're going to be sitting here and just be like, all right, the fight's over. Let's, like, go out to the bar.
Let's go.
Probably true.
So anyway, roughandrowdybrawl.com. Official prediction. Who's going to win? And how?
Tex.
Bye.
Not one of them's getting knocked out. They just can't go that long.
You think it'll be knockout?
I think it has to be. Not a product of anyone's got, like,
someone's
punch
gonna
power.
Catch
it's just you can't. These guys aren't.
I'm like,
boxing for 10
a,
seconds is impossible. They're going to go for 3 minutes? Come on.
I think I might even TKO. I don't think anyone's, because with headgear,
well, yeah,
it's powerful enough.
Yeah, TKO.
I think when you think knockout, you think just like fucking.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Some sort of knockout. Because apparently they're super quick to call it.
Yeah.
Because we don't want people dying. It's right. For business. So,
I fight.
This is back to for Team Hank. 100% Hank. Hank's going to win this. But it is back to like the Barstool Blackout days when like before every show, like really did like team prayers. Like, God, I hope no one dies of this one.
Yeah.
we're about to bury fucking 2,000 drunk kids in foam. 2,000 drunk kids on ecstasy in foam. We do that shit. Like, you see like Mariah Carey backstage where they fucking like, they all hold hands and bow before going out. We'd like be like, I fucking hope no one dies tonight.
This is great.
We do that four nights a week.
We're all back.
Right, all right, off we're to back. Worcester. Time to fucking
do it again.
Dump a million gallons into another room. Hope these fucking kids can swim. Kids would show up with legitimate floaties. What's going to happen here?
Gaz hit me with a great prediction on radio today that I think is very possible. The fight goes to the judges, and the judges rule in favor of Tex because he's basically a hillbilly. Like, they're just going to be biased against PMT and Hank.
There's just hillbilly, like, local judges? Is that what
they are? I
think so. Oh, yeah.
So it's like, the guys who did this, like, this whole entrance, or,
I thought it could be just be Dave would be his own judge of everything.
That's entirely possible. So, roughandrowdybrawl.com. You can buy it right now today for $9.99. Tomorrow is $15.99. It is, can't miss. It's not just Texas Hank. It's 40 other fights. I'm just talking about hillbillies wailing each other in the face. How do you not want to watch that? $9.99 today, $50.99 tomorrow, roughandrowdybrawl.com.